Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I spoke to a neuroscientist about the negative effects alcohol has on our brain, so I decided I'm going to take 12 months off and bring you along for the journey. Each week, I'm going to document how it's affected me physically, emotionally, socially, and also financially. Welcome to 28 and Sober.
What's going on, you good humans? Welcome to 28 and Sober. This is week number 43 of my 12-month journey stopping drinking alcohol after having a neuroscientist on the pod. I thought, you know what, let's take a year off and far out, I'm getting close, a couple weeks left, about 2.5 months left, and yeah, it's been a crazy ride. If you've been following along the whole journey, thank you for continuing to tune in. If it's your first time here today, make sure you go and hit that like or subscribe button. This podcast is all about trying to connect curious minds with some real simple strategies to improve our mental health, and just like the 28 and Sober podcast, one way that you can definitely improve your mental health is pulling back a bit on alcohol consumption. And yeah, hopefully this journey and my journey has inspired you all to make some positive changes. If you are enjoying the podcast, please share it with somebody. This is all about community. It's all about you guys letting me know what you want to see more of. And yeah, getting these great different guest episodes that come every Friday out to as many ears as possible. So if you haven't yet, make sure you go check out Friday's episode that just passed with Sienna Elise. She's a yoga teacher and an absolute legend. You're going to love her episode. And also yesterday, I dropped a really special episode with James Griffin. It's the second time I've had James on. He's the New South Wales Environment Minister, and he asked, he wanted to come on and have a bit of a chat about elections coming up, but I was like, why don't we have a little episode where you just kind of describe, or not describe, but let me ask you questions about government, because to be honest, I feel like I'm pretty uneducated on how politics work here in Australia. So me and my friend Uncle Nathan Moss, who's also been a previous guest on this podcast, had the pleasure of sitting down with James, speaking for about an hour and 15 minutes, and just sort of asking him all different questions about how the government works, what our taxes go to, and yeah, the difference between state, federal, how the elections work, how voting works. And yeah, I think it's a really informative and really educational chat that you should probably go and listen to. So check that one out. All right, my journey this week without drinking. To be honest, it's been a pretty tricky week. I've had a really emotional week, a lot of things going on that, yeah, I'll fill you in on. So earlier in the week, last week on Wednesday, I flew down to Sydney to catch up with my family because on Thursday I had my pop's funeral. So I went to the funeral with the family Thursday morning, which was really nice. And then we had a really nice send off for him. And then I got to quickly go to the wake after, and we went to Pittwater RSL Club in Sydney's Northern Beaches, and it was a big RSL club, and I was like, oh, can I just get a non-alcoholic beer? And they're like, oh, we're going to have to go get it from the other bar. And she ran to the other side of the place, came back, and she's like, oh, we actually don't have it. And I was like, that's all good. It doesn't bother me. I just had lemon lime bitters. But I was like, I reckon more people would not drink if more venues allocated non-alcoholic beverages. There's so many great non-alcoholic beverages now, and I feel like it's a pretty big market. The fact that so many places don't have it, I think it's just a missed opportunity. But yeah, that was actually pretty tough as well. Being my pop's funeral, I always used to enjoy having a beer with him and having all the family there, and not getting to have a beer was a little bit of a hard one, but we managed. But then that day got even hectic, so I had to leave the wake early, got in an Uber and drove straight out to the airport in Sydney, got on a plane and flew to the Gold Coast back home, and got in my car at the airport, drove, picked up my friends Harry Bink and Corey Tunison, and went to Surfing Australia's National Awards Night, which I was fortunate enough to be nominated for the Greater Good Award, which is basically for doing good community work in the surfing community for the year. So there was three nominations, and yeah, I was actually lucky enough to take that out. So that was really cool, going to the awards nights. But once again, people walking around with trays of drinks, and I was like, oh, is there any non-alcoholic options? And they're like, oh, you can go get water at the bar. And I'm just like, I feel like more people would pull back on drinking if there was more options out there. So shout out to any place that does stock a few different non-alcoholics, or at least one non-alcoholic option, because it definitely does make it a little bit easier. So yeah, it was really cool. I ended up taking that award out. I had my good friends there with me, Harry and Corey. And I don't know, it's pretty cool. I don't do any of the work I do for recognition, but it's pretty special to know that after 2 years of kind of starting this little project, the Good Human Factory, to get a little bit of an award to notice that the work I'm doing is having a positive impact on the surfing community, which has given me so much. So to know that, yeah, the community feels like I am giving back to them, it is really special to me. So that was my Thursday night. And then, to be honest, I woke up on Friday and felt just so drained. I think because on the Thursday, I didn't really get much time to process the funeral because I was just straight to the awards night. I didn't really get time to process the awards night because I was so tired from the funeral and got home late that night. So Friday, I was just out. I was just doing absolutely nothing, chilling. And then Saturday, I felt a bit better and I caught up with a mate and we went for a bike ride on Saturday afternoon and got dinner. And then what did we do? We went out. We didn't go out. We just rode line bikes around sort of Burley town just to sort of see what was going on and check out some music going on. And it's so funny just seeing like everybody in that element of like, oh, where are we going? Where are we going next? Where are we going to drink? Where are we partying? And just being so like away from it in my mind, like wasn't even a question. Like, oh, I couldn't think of anything worse than trying to go out. But yeah, it's been really interesting to see the shift, and I'm really curious to see if it's going to shift back once I finish this year and I'll be back on the like, oh, let's just go out for the sake of it, or if I'm going to enjoy just my chilled nights home. So that's a bit of a recap from my week. It has been a bit of a journey, and I hope you guys enjoyed hearing all about it. But yeah, once again, stayed strong without the alcohol. Actually, there was another thing at the funeral. I got really nervous when I'm Catholic, so at the funeral they did communion and they gave us a little wafer bread, and I thought we were going to have to drink the wine, but we didn't have to drink the wine, so that was all good. But yeah, that was a week that, to be honest, would have been really nice to have a beer or two with the family, but we held strong, feeling very good about it. And yeah, Sunday now, just having a nice relaxing day, ready for a massive week. I've got 8 workshops this week, all around the state, a few schools, a few corporates, one down in Melbourne, and yeah, can't wait for it. Make sure you tune in the rest of this week. Hit that like and subscribe button. Send me a message on Instagram. I bloody love hearing from every single one of you. Go join the 1% Club. You know all that good stuff. Love you all. Thanks for tuning in. I'll see you as the week goes on.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.